Welcome to Health Cetera in the Catskills on WIOX Radio. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, where we focus on the impact of local, state, national, and even global issues on the health of the individuals, families, and communities in the Central Catskill region. Now, winter's a time when some people do nasal flushing because of the high rate of upper respiratory conditions, and there's evidence that nasal flushing is effective and it's safe for most people for preventing and addressing a number of upper respiratory conditions, but there are some risks and some people should avoid it. As allergy season approaches, I wanted to share some information on this from a variety of sources, Healthline, Cleveland Clinic, the FDA, and the CDC, because it can be very helpful for allergies as well. Now, nasal flushing is also called sinus or nasal rinsing or irrigation or navage, not lavage, navage. And I want to note that there are some people who do nasal rinsing as part of a ritual in yoga, in Ayurvedic and Islamic traditions. And so this actually, if you do that as a ritual, this actually is relevant for you as well. So this nasal irrigation works by flushing out the nasal cavities. There is a delivery device, and we'll talk about those, that uses sterilized water. I'm going to make the case to use saline solution. The sterilized water or saline solution is poured into one nostril where it flows through your nasal passages and nasal cavity and goes out the other nostril. Now, for colds, flu, allergies, and even COVID, these rinses can thin out thick mucus, making it easier to blow out or to cough up. Now, you can buy ingredients for nasal irrigation over the counter at most pharmacies and drugstores, but all you need is a saline solution and a container to administer it or properly treated water. And I'll say more about that. But all containers sold for nasal irrigation purposes work equally well. Some come with their own mixes. You just choose a container that works for you, and there are three basic types. One is a neti pot, and that's what I use. It allows you to pour saline into your nostrils as if you're pouring tea from a teapot. And if you look at a neti pot, it's shaped like the Nightingale lamp. It's sort of a little bit oblong and has this this nozzle that comes out like a teapot. And you put that up into your nostrils, I'll tell you in a minute, and you just let gravity do the trick. But you can also get rinse bottles that you squeeze into your nostrils, or containers that have special applicators containing a pre-filled saline solution. So whichever you choose, it does the job when done correctly. And if done correctly, it's safe and effective for most people. But side effects can sometimes occur, and these are typically minor and temporary, resolving within a few minutes, a few hours, or a day. And they include a burning or stinging sensation in the nose or a slight nasal irritation. Some people can get a bit of a nosebleed when they use a neti pot or a rinsing device if they do the nasal flushing too much, if it's overused. Because nasal flushing can reduce the dryness of nasal passages when it's done with a saline solution. But if you overdo it, it'll actually dry out the passages. And that's because your sinuses always need a protective lining of good mucus. And this lining is sticky, so it traps the irritants and germs that you breathe in through your nose. The mucus also contains proteins that kill bacteria before they can enter your lungs. And removal of the mucus lining leaves you vulnerable to illnesses such as sinus infection. So you don't want to overdo this. I only do it when I have some kind of, nasal involvement in an upper respiratory infection, a head cold, or if when I had COVID, I used it. Serious side effects can occur as I said, when it's done too often or if unsafe water is used. They must do these rinsings or flushings with water that is either distilled, sterilized, or filtered, or boiled for 3 to 5 minutes to actually sterilize it, then cooled to room temperature. You have to make sure that if you're boiling the water, you're letting it cool to lukewarm, or else you can burn your nasal passages, and you don't want to do that. So never put solution in that's too hot. You can also reintroduce bacteria into your sinuses if you use a neti pot or bulb syringe that isn't sufficiently cleaned between uses. So make sure to follow package directions for the cleaning device exactly. And to avoid passing germs to others, don't share your nasal irrigation device with anyone. So why take all these precautions? Well, even though it's rare, nasal rinsing can cause serious infections or become life-threatening when unsterilized water, including tap water, is used. Now, tap water is safe for you to drink and wash with, but it does contain lots of microorganisms, including amoebas. These amoebas can cause serious or life-threatening infections in the nasal passages. If you drink tap water, the acid in your stomach kills the amoeba. But there's no acid in your sinuses, so these organisms can grow and thrive there, and they can travel to the brain. And once in the brain, what's called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, or amoebic meningitis, can occur. Now, this is a rare but deadly condition that's caused by the Naegleria fowleri organism, a single-celled amoeba. And it's found in fresh water and damp soil. It causes inflammation and destruction of the brain and brain lining. When not treated properly, this amoebic meningitis is usually fatal. And a report last week by the CDC confirmed that such infections can occur from using unsterilized tap water, unsterilized devices like the neti pot, if it's not sterilized, and habitual rinsing, doing it too much. The symptoms of amoebic meningitis range from intense persistent headache, high fever, nausea and vomiting, sore throat, and sleepiness. That's actually a sign of meningitis, just this excessive sleepiness. So nasal irrigation is not for anyone. It's not for everyone. You shouldn't try nasal irrigation if you have an ear infection, have pressure in one or both ears, have a nostril that's completely blocked, or have had surgery on your ears or your sinuses. It should also not be done on infants or children under 2 years old. If you've got a kid with a stuffy nose, talk to your primary care provider about what treatments and medications can help. Older children may be able to tolerate a sinus rinse, but again, you should probably talk to your primary care provider, pediatrician, to make sure that the rinse would be safe and effective for whatever the child has. And you always want to make sure you use a child-sized device designed specifically for use on children. So, to reduce the risk of infection, the CDC recommends 3 solutions for nasal flushing, and I'm going to repeat this. Distilled or sterile water, which you can buy in stores, and it'll be labeled distilled or sterile. Boiled and cooled tap water. It's boiled for 3 to 5 minutes, then cooled until it's lukewarm. And you can store that water in a clean, closed container for use within 24 hours. And I actually put it in the refrigerator and then zap it in the microwave to give it an extra, boost of killing any germs that might have lingered. I then let it cool again. You have to let it cool. And then the third way is water passed through a filter designed to trap potential infectious organisms. And the CDC has information on how to select these filters. Just go to CDC filters nasal rinsing. Now, plain water can irritate your nose, and sterile saline is what I actually think works best and what I do. It allows water to pass through these nasal membranes with little or no burning or irritation. And I'll tell you how to do that. But let's walk through the procedure. So what do you do? First, you're going to wash your hands with soap and water. Wash the container if you're using a neti pot or a nasal rinse bottle or another container that isn't pre-filled, bought pre-filled. And you're going to do this irrigation over the sink. It'll make cleanup easier, as you'll see. So first, prepare the nasal. After you wash your hands, prepare the nasal irrigation solution. And again, to make the solution homemade, you mix 1 cup of distilled or boiled water with 1/2 teaspoon of non-iodized salt. Now, I mix the salt. I pour the boiling water over the salt. And I also, you also are to add a pinch of baking soda, just a small pinch to help balance the pH of the solution. Do not use iodized salt. Do not use iodized salt. It will burn and is not good over the long term. You probably only need about 4 ounces unless you're really gunky, and then you might need a cup. So you want to make sure that you're using boiled water, boiling it for 3 to 5 minutes before you make this solution. Then you get the container ready, pour the solution in the container, make sure, of course, the container is clean. I use a neti pot and I pour boiling water in it first. Or I'll put the solution in, then I'll microwave it, both things. So then I have to let it cool down. You have to make sure it's lukewarm. Then you get positioned. So you lean over the sink looking down, then turn your head to one side so that one ear is almost, it's almost like you're listening to sound coming from the drain. You're turning your head 45 degrees and it's like you're listening for at that drain. The other ear then is facing the ceiling. You're going to fine tune your position by thinking about how you want the water to flow. Imagine the water flowing from your top nostril out through the bottom one. And I tilt my head down a little bit too to just make it a little bit easier for that because I use a neti pot and it's gravitational flow. I want to make sure it gets to where it needs to go. And then you're going to irrigate. You breathe through your mouth. You put the container's tip or spout inside the top nostril until it forms a gentle seal. Then you're going to tilt the container, squeeze the bottle so the water flows through your top nostril into your bottom one. You'll feel the water actually trickle out your bottom nostril as it flows downwards, and it'll just go into the sink. It's another reason to do this in the sink. And just keep going until your solution's gone or half gone, depending upon whether you're going to use the same amount for both nostrils. And then you're going to blow your nose. Now, you're going to do this forcefully. Do not block one nostril. Leave both nostrils open and just breathe out forcefully through your nose. And you'll see the gunk that comes out if that's why you're using it. That's another reason why you do it over the sink. You're going to then do the same procedure on the other side. When you're done, you're going to wash the device. You're going to dry the inside with a paper towel, let it dry between uses, or, as I said, microwave it. So check the packaging of your container. Make sure it's dishwater safe. And if it's not, just wash it up at the sink, let it air dry on a clean towel, and should be fine. If your immune system isn't working properly, talk to your healthcare provider before doing this. So that's nasal flushing. And for those of you with allergies, you might want to get ready for this next season. Hopefully we'll have a good spring season. I don't know, that means lots of allergies, but it's a procedure that can really be helpful for a number of reasons. Well, that's it for Health Center and the Catskills today. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program. I hope you have a great week and look forward to those sunny days next week and spring around the corner.